He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's 8-8-8-8. That's August the 8th, 2017. And you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. And we do have the markets opening a bit lower here this morning. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 11 points right now. But listen to this number, 22,107. So just 11 points below the all-time high that was set again yesterday. The S&P 500 is down just 3 points. We're at 2,477. The NASDAQ is down 10.5 to 6,373. NASDAQ seems to be struggling in that 6,400 area, although yesterday was a pretty good day for the NASDAQ, especially the semiconductor stocks. Crude oil down 29 cents this morning to $49.10. It seems to be running into resistance in the $50 area. Gold is up $4.20 to $12.68 per ounce. And we have silver up 20 cents to $16.45. That's got to mean the dollar's going down today again. The euro is at 1.179. And the bond market holding steady, but we're seeing a little bit of a rise to rates here this morning. You had the big warning last Friday by Alan Greenspan. The 10-year yield right now is at 2.27%, basically a full point higher from where it was a year ago. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. We had our ninth consecutive record yesterday in the Dow. All-time high, over 22,000. In fact, we finally broke through the 22,100 level. The question is, can it continue? And I'll talk about that during today's show, about the expectations of S&P 500 earnings for the rest of this year and for next year. And even we're starting to get a tiny little glimpse into 2019. Believe it or not, and it's earnings that continue to drive the market higher. Stocks and stock indexes follow earnings, while bond and bond indexes follow interest rates. So that's the lead. Those are the two that you want to watch very closely when you decide on your allocation. I don't think it should be focused around your age. I think it should be world conditions, mainly earnings and interest rates. Big winner in the newsletter, in the speculative account, I sent out a live push notification a couple of weeks ago that I was adding Fibrogen, F-G-E-N, to the speculative portfolio, which has about six stocks in it. That's the portfolio where I take some big shots there trying to find those big winners. You know, a little like venture capital. The venture capitalists, they buy into a lot of private companies looking for that big home run. And in my speculative account, I buy into a lot of smaller, more speculative companies looking for a few home runs during the year. Well, we got a pretty good one yesterday in Fibrogen, F-G-E-N, which is up 48% this morning. It closed the day yesterday at $32 per share. Today it's at $49 per share. They had an announcement of positive data from a phase 2 clinical trial assessing anti-connective tissue growth factor antibody pamrevlumab, that's their drug, in patients with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. And I'm sure we've got a doctor out there listening to the show this morning saying, I know exactly what that is. But I do know that it has it comes down to lung fibrosis, which restricts breathing. And this drug is having very good results in early phase 2 clinical trials. It'll now move on to phase 3 clinical trials. The study met its primary endpoint of demonstrating a statistically valid treatment effect compared to the placebo. Specifically, the pamrevlumab cohort experienced an average decline from baseline to week 48 in a measure of lung function called forced vital capacity percent predicted of 2.85 compared to 7.17 for the placebo, a statistically significant difference. But here's what I do understand about this announcement. Fibrogen is up 48% this morning. I found it using my Best Docs Now app. Global semiconductor sales hit $98 billion in Q2. That news came out yesterday. The chip stocks had a very good day. I continue to own several chip stocks. Those sales are up 23.7% over the same quarter last year. Think about that for a minute. Earnings of the S&P 500 up about 9.9%, 10%, somewhere in there, year over year. But semiconductor sales up 23.7%. No wonder Gunderson owns quite a few semiconductor stocks in both his Ultra Growth portfolio and in his Premier Growth portfolio. Chip sales for June were $32.6 billion, up nearly 24% on the year and 2% on the prior month. And where is the biggest sales growth happening? Right here in America. Chip sales up 33% year over year. In China, they're up 25% year over year. And in Europe, they're up 18.3% year over year. Once again, the chip stocks had a very good day yesterday. Intel completes their offer for Mobileye. Who's Mobileye, you say? Well, that's one of the leading technology companies for autonomous cars. Intel must believe in it because they're investing $15 billion taking out Mobileye in March. And that is now becoming a completion of their tender offer. There were other companies competing for Mobileye, NVIDIA, and Qualcomm, but Intel walks away with it. Will this breathe new life into Intel, which has slowed down quite a bit? You know, you take a look at Intel, which was one of the first major home runs out of the Silicon Valley when those engineers left Fairchild Semiconductor. Actually, they left, I believe it was the camera company that they left, the eight engineers to form Intel, got the venture capital, which was also a new thing, venture capital, and that turned out pretty well. Intel's a $171 billion company today, one of the anchor tenants in the Silicon Valley and in other areas across America. Intel's, however, their earnings have slowed down to just 8% growth here over the last 5 years. Intel is not a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I do believe that disruptive technology, if you're looking for the next big disruptor, no, it's not the cell phone. That's come and gone. It's not the personal computer. That's come and gone. It's not online shopping. That's come and gone, but it's still obviously very robust. I think that autonomous driving car and trucks is out there lurking somewhere, and maybe we'll see the day, just like the people mover at Disneyland that used to move us around autonomously. I think we'll see the day when we can travel around the nation's highways and byways while we're eating our lunch or scanning the internet. Lockheed reveals new missile defense sensor I do own Lockheed in my income and growth portfolio. My income and growth portfolio is bond-free. I agree with Greenspan. I think that the bond market is on the brink of who knows what, and I don't think it will be good for people with bonds in their portfolio. Instead, a nice dividend-paying stock like Lockheed Martin, their next-generation air and missile defense radar at the annual Space and Missile Defense Symposium. Are you headed for this one? This week in Huntsville, Alabama. It's a representative full-scale prototype of the technology to support a modern 360-degree capable sensor that the Army will use to address ballistic missile threats. Hey, I want that thing to work. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to weigh in again here on this defense sector, which obviously Trump has been very good for the defense stocks. And Lockheed Martin obviously out in front with their technology, their anti-missile defense systems, while North Korea is lobbing ballistic missiles around. And, of course, the Lockheed system has been successful in intercepting those tests 14 out of 14 times. And they will be displaying their next-generation air and missile defense system today in Huntsville, Alabama. And the U.S. Army needs it badly to address current and emerging air and ballistic missile threats. Which, you know, more countries around the world become nuclear weapon capable, this is very important to stay one step ahead of the game. How has Trump been for the aerospace and defense sector? Well, looking at the ETF ITA, which is representative of those stocks like Northrop Grumman, Boeing, Lockheed, etc., General Dynamics, that ETF is up 29% over the last 12 months, while the market is up 13.8%. Those are the numbers coming from my Best Stocks Now app, where you can look up the performance of any stock or ETF versus the market, which is very critical. We're looking for alpha here, and the aerospace defense sector has delivered a lot of alpha over the last 12 months, and it's delivered a lot of alpha over the last 3 years, actually, but much of that being influenced by the last 12 months. The three-year average is 17.5%, while the market's averaged 8.7%. Then looking at one of my favorite stocks within the sector, Lockheed Martin, which is currently ranked at number 50 overall in the Best Stocks Now app. I think it's a good bond substitute. I have a bond-free income portfolio. I don't like the prospects for bonds. Lockheed Martin, look at that chart. It's hitting new highs today. It pays a 2.4% dividend yield. Morgan Stanley is weighing in on the defense sector today. They're initiating Lockheed Martin at an overweight. Where have they been for the last 3 years? My portfolio's been all over Lockheed Martin for quite some time here. They have a $342 target price on Lockheed. Raytheon, which is another one of my favorites, they have a $188 target price. General Dynamics, $185 target price. And Northrop Grumman, $279. Obviously, Trump has been very good for the defense industry. Let's see what else we have here. Tencent Holdings is planning a credit scoring system to compete with Alibaba. Let me tell you, Tencent Holdings, another stock I found using my Best Stocks Now app. I had never heard of Tencent Holdings. I remember Woolworth's 5 and 10 store when I was a little boy in Burbank, California. My mother taking me to the 5 and Dime store to pick out some gum or candy or whatever. But Tencent Holdings out of China is not a gum or candy store. It's a $378 billion mega cap internet company out of China. It's up 70% over the last 12 months. It broke out to new all-time highs yesterday. I own it in my premier growth portfolio. It's ranked number 28 overall out of 4,000 365 stocks. Over the last 5 years, the stock has averaged 46.6% per year returns to investors, while the market's averaged 12.1%. The symbol is TCEHY. It's a monster. And now they're going to get into the credit scoring system. I guess folks in China can look up their credit score now using Tencent's technology, and they'll compete with Alibaba, another monster out of China. Alibaba also very close to hitting new all-time highs. I own Alibaba also in my Premier Growth portfolio. And, of course, I announced yesterday, talked about them teaming up, or Marriott International teaming up with Alibaba over in China. That's a huge platform that's going to help the Marriott name in China. Marriott reported earnings last night after the market closed. The stock is down 3.5% here this morning, but very close to all-time highs. Marriott has also been a monster stock here recently, kind of becoming the world leader, really, in hotel and leisure. Marriott is up 7. Let's see what Marriott's numbers are. I'm looking at Tencent there. Marriott's up 46% over the last 12 months. Marriott also pays a dividend yield. I own Marriott in both my growth portfolio and my income and growth portfolio, which is bond-free. Proud of it. I don't like bonds. I said that recently. I'll shut up on that subject. I just don't want you to get caught holding a bunch of bonds when Greenspan's prediction eventually comes true somewhere. Positioning in other areas before that freight train comes around the bend and interest rates start to rise. The dividend yield on Marriott right now is 1.3%. And, of course, they did team up yesterday, announced a team up with Alibaba. Wayfair beats by 20 cents. I like to watch Wayfair stock. It's a member of that exchange-traded fund iBuy, which is the online retail index. Wayfair is actually down 6.7% after their earnings yesterday. But the stock hit new all-time highs yesterday. And I don't think online retail is going away anytime soon. iBuy, the ETF, one of the top performing in the entire market. In fact, I think it's number two behind the inverse VIX, which is XIV. iBuy over the last 12 months, which I've had the founder iBuy ETF, along with the developer of the actual index. Now, this is an index that didn't exist 5 years ago, right? The non-bricks and mortar index. It's up 39.2% over the last 12 months. Okay, 39.2% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 13.8%, and traditional bricks and mortar retail ETF is down 7.7. You got that? Traditional retail ETF, bricks and mortar, down 7.7 over the last 12 months, while iBuy is up 32%. That's a 40% differential. If you're seeking alpha, you want to stay tuned to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, because I do my best to try to find you these winners on a daily basis. I offer no guarantee. Just a bunch of elbow grease and brain power trying to find, sift the wheat from the chaff. This is Bill Gunderson. I want to talk about Tesla. Would you buy a Tesla bond? More on that when we come back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a little pullback taking place in the market today. I don't think we could complain too much, however. We had seven straight days of record closes. Nailed a big winner last night after the close in the speculative portfolio. That goes out every week to my clients in the newsletter and to the live trading subscribers. Fibrogen, F-G-E-N, reported very good results on their lung fibrosis drug. I guess that would be something similar to cystic fibrosis, only a little different. That stock up 49% right now. It closed yesterday at $30. Today it's $50 per share. I found that stock in my Best Stocks Now app. I watched it moving up in rank. I liked the chart. I read some articles about what they were working on. I liked it and ended up putting it in my speculative portfolio and sending out a live push notification of that action for all of my live trading subscribers. That service is $89 per month for those of you who just insist on doing your own thing. We talked about global semiconductor sales up 23% year over year. Saw a big move yesterday in a lot of the cheaper semiconductor stocks. I continue to own Lam Research, Applied Materials, along with several others. They had a very good day yesterday. The defense industry continues to hit the stocks in that defense industry, for the most part hitting new highs. The ETF ITA, way out in front of the market over the last 12 months. Lockheed Martin continues to be a leader there, MLT. What a fantastic chart. You want to see a fantastic chart? Take a look at LMT. Another stock that the Best Stocks Now app at least helped me identify as a leading stock now and a candidate for my growth and income portfolio, which pays a dividend. And I own that stock in both in that portfolio, that growth and income portfolio. We talked a little bit about Tencent Holdings, which has become a monster. I have a new article out on Seeking Alpha this morning. Actually, it came out yesterday afternoon. I've already got, let's see how many comments on this article so far. We've got 24 comments so far. Several of them calling me nuts. You know, maybe they're right. You know, if they look at the other articles I've written over the last year, there's not very many of them that have missed the mark. And I feel pretty strongly about the one that I wrote here and is released today, actually yesterday afternoon. You can go to Seeking Alpha, type in my name, search on my name, Bill Gunderson, and read my latest article there that already has 24 comments. All right, I want to turn to Tesla for a minute. Argus lifts Tesla to a buy rating and raises its price target to $444, which represents 25% upside potential. The firm underpins its upgrade on the strong level of Model 3 orders and now expects Tesla to break even in fiscal year 2018 before finally reaching profitability in 2019. Well, that remains to be seen. And now the part that I really want to focus on here during this section of the show is the Tesla bond offering. The Tesla bond offering. There's been stories that many analysts think that Tesla will run out of money trying to get these cars produced, this hot new Model 3. Well, Tesla is now going to float a junk bond issue. $1.5 billion in junk bonds to fund the Model 3 production. Tesla said on Monday it will raise about $1.5 billion through its first ever offering of junk bonds as the U.S. luxury electric car maker seeks fresh sources of cash to ramp up production of its new Model 3 sedan. The move to issue junk bonds, lower quality investments that offer high yields, represents a bet by Elon Musk that bond investors will be as hungry as stock investors to back the company on expectations that its Model 3 will be a hit. Well, would you loan Tesla money? You know, I don't own the stock. Just a little too pricey there for me. There's a lot of what ifs in that factory up there in Menlo Park. But they're now going to float a $1.5 billion offering. Hey, next 5 to 7 years, that's usually the length, the duration of a junk bond. Probably somewhere in the 5 to 6% range. Are you willing to loan Tesla? We'll give them 100 grand for the next 5 to 6 years and earn 5 to 6% on your money. Usually, the bond market snubs its nose at companies that aren't profitable. You better turn profitable, or that bond money is going to be eaten up, and there may not be the money at the end to pay those people back. There is some risk. That's why they have to go to the junk bond market. So far, Tesla's been raising money to pay its bills with equity offerings. They've been doing secondary offerings, which dilutes the current shareholders. But now they are offering junk bonds. Standard & Poor's gives the automaker a negative outlook, a B- rating for a bond issue that is deep into junk credit territory. Well, we'll see. The B2 rating was supported by the fact that if Tesla ends up in serious financial trouble, its brand name, products, and physical assets would be of considerable value to other automakers. Yeah, that's always a chance that someone would come in and buy Tesla if they got into very deep trouble. But I guess you got to ask yourself whether or not you'd be willing to loan this company money. You're betting on the Model 3. The effective yield expected to be around 5.5%. After the launch of the Model 3, let's see, Musk has now got 455,000 pre-orders, which has a $35,000 base price. And the sedan is averaging 1,800 reservations per day since it launched last month. But at the launch, Musk warned that Tesla would face months of manufacturing hell as it increases production of the sedan. Well, I ask you once again, and I think they'll have no problem raising the money, but would you buy a Tesla bond in a rising interest rate environment? I think I'll let other people use their money to buy that bond. I don't think I'll be in on that offering of those Tesla bonds. Well, we've got the market hitting new highs now. What, 7 straight sessions? I don't know if we're going to make it today. It's looking a little weak here. We have other news. Michael Kors soars after strong guidance. Norwegian Cruise Lines. There's another area of the market that I like for dividend yield. The leisure stocks. You know, I've built the portfolio. It's really doing well so far this year. It's now up over 8.5% since the beginning of the year. That's pretty good. CD alternative. CDs are paying 1.5% right now. The U.S. Treasury is paying 2.3%. I have about that same yield, about 2.3%. On that income portfolio, it's bond-free, so it doesn't have the interest rate risk that a pure bond would have. And it's been going up in value, capital appreciation with stocks like Lockheed and Boeing in there and others. I like the cruise line stocks also, Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian Cruise Line. Hey, you know, as those people are spending money on those cruise ships, the companies are paying the investors dividends. Those stocks have been good performers here so far this year. And again, I prefer owning the bond or the stocks with these dividends as opposed to owning the bonds. you know, those bonds are probably more in the 4%, maybe 5% range for those corporate bonds. But you have interest rate risk, and that, to me, is a killer for those that asset class right now. Speaking of asset classes, what's the leading asset class in the market right now? Well, I'll tell you what my ranking is and how I have my assets allocated at the current time. So there, we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we are filling up the room there in Minnesota. I better check with the Radisson Blue in Bloomington. I watched a short video last night on the Mall of the Americas. Boy, I can't wait to see that. I like that little roller coaster. I think I'm going to do that, maybe Tuesday when I get there. In town, I want to make sure that maybe we'll give away a roller coaster ride. No, I know. Rob likes to give away shirts. We usually give away a steak dinner, unless you're vegan, and then we'll give you a tofu dinner coupon. But we'll be there September 13th, 12th, 13th, 14th. 14th is Thursday night. That's the workshop in Bloomington at the Radisson Blue. And the night before is the Minnesota Twins versus the San Diego Padres with the major playoff implications at this point. And let's see. Actually, they'll be fighting for the number one draft choice, which we always are in the hunt for the number one draft choice. The following year when the draft comes up, we always have number one, two, or three. I don't think that's a good thing for some reason. I think if you're constantly getting the top draft choice in baseball, that means you're finishing last year after year. The only ones below us this year are the Giants. They're really having a poor year. Even so desperate to bring back the Kung Fu Panda, who's been down in the minor leagues. I hope they put him on a diet. Anyways, we will be there at Thursday night, the Radisson Blue, 6:30 p.m., I'm meeting with a lot of individuals Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Rob is booking. He's my booking agent, booking those appointments. And we'll be coming to Seattle after our Minnesota trip. And then we'll have details on the Seattle trip pretty soon here as we continue to narrow down the fishing cycle this year. It's been terrible. Fishing's been terrible in San Diego. Man, we've had terrible fish counts. The currents are not in our favor this year. Everything is cyclical. The bond market is cyclical. The stock market is cyclical. Ocean currents are cyclical. And it affects the fishing. Well, how's the fishing going? What are the currents looking like amongst the asset classes out there? Now, if I was a regular financial planner, I would more than likely be using Money Guide Pro software to determine your recommended asset allocation. And if you're 65 years old, very basically, you're going to come in and I'm going to enter in, plug in, ask you a bunch of questions, and it's going to spit out a pie chart, nice, pretty colors and everything. And you should be 65% in the bond market at age 65, according to Money Guide Pro and most financial planners around the country. That's fine. everybody has their way of doing business and what they believe in and what they think works over time. Okay, but there's also room for a variety of opinions. That's why they call it a market. Who would buy bonds that you're selling if somebody didn't like bonds? And who would they be buying the bonds from if there wasn't somebody that didn't like bonds? And conversely, the same thing with individual stocks. We all have a bunch of differing opinions, and that's what makes it a market. We all differ on what we think something is worth and what the future value of that asset class will be. Well, as I look at my asset class rankings in the app right now, it's pretty clear to me that this continues to be a ownership, equity, stock market world. As I look at the top three asset classes right now, they're all stock, and they all have a few things in common. Large caps have definitely held a big, big advantage over small cap stocks. I thought at the beginning of the year that this might be a good year for small caps. It's not. Small caps have not gotten the tax reform and the tax breaks that they were looking for. This has been a market this year that is and continues to be dominated by large cap companies. And it doesn't matter if they're emerging market large cap companies, which have outperformed U.S. large cap companies this year by quite a wide margin. Technology large cap companies, you know how FANG has done this year. Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. In my opinion, you can also throw Alibaba and Tencent Holdings and others like that into that equation. And the NASDAQ, obviously, has had a pretty good year, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Those are the leading asset classes in the world. This has not been a year, precious metals, they're up 9 or 10% so far this year, but commodities have struggled. There's really not any reason for precious metals to be moving higher. This continues, in my opinion, to be an equity-favored world. And for that reason, my four portfolios here at Gunderson Capital Management are all equity right now. My other asset class that I own is cash. And I probably have about 15% cash on the sidelines right now. I took a little bit off the table recently. I had a huge position in Amazon, which I sold a week ago yesterday. And I'm looking for areas to redeploy it. I found one yesterday, but I sold one yesterday, another stock yesterday, and I replaced it very quickly, and that will show up in the newsletter this week. If you're not getting my weekly newsletter, you get a couple issues of the whole enchilada for free. That's got all my portfolios in it. And then I have my subscription, my premium newsletter. The whole enchilada goes to clients and live trading subscribers. I have the premium newsletter, which has everything in it. It's my internal research. That's my internal research that I do every single Friday, so I stay on top of the markets. I share my research with you. I give you my updates on my earnings estimates for the S&P 500 every week and target prices. My target price for the Dow this year was 22,000. How did I do? What's my target price going forward? That's critical. GundersonCapital.com. And if you're not happy, if you're worried about the bond market and the traditional asset allocation model, which I think is on very shaky ground right now, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.